I'm going to tell a story about a weekend excursion in New York City. You can take a ferry on a Saturday morning, cross New York Harbor, have a margarita at 9 o'clock in the morning, arrive at this dock, and you get on a little yellow school bus with a lady in like a gingham dress. They take you to the beach. The beach is a federal beach, National Seashore, so it is clothing optional in parts of the section. And it also has a lot of Nike missiles around. It was a battery of missiles for New York City for against the Russians at some point in time. So, and you get to the clothing optional beach, and you can take your clothes off. I'm not the kind of guy who runs around naked on the beach all that often, but my wife convinced me it was a good weekend trip for a day or whatever. We settled in. The park ranger came and said, "You are way out of the zone. You are way out of the zone." Apparently the zone is a line in the sand with a sign written, a handwritten sign on cardboard, facing the clothing optional section of the beach, so you can't read it from the wrong side. But there's families sitting there, and you move 10 feet over, and you're in the clothing optional section. But I guess we don't want to offend them by being too close. They can just watch. They're voyeurs. So we move, and it's a lovely beach. You've got the POW MIA contingent in their ZZ Top beards, naked in the beer bellies. You've got the Jersey people who are into body enhancement surgery and a lot of sunning and tanning. I guess they do it professionally. Then you've got the people who sun so much that they look like an old suitcase. You also get to learn a lot about body art and tattoos and about the nature of pubic hair trimming. And I got to say that you walk down the street and you imagine what someone looks like naked. On this beach, you wonder what they look like with their clothes on, because maybe you don't. You're seeing more than you want to see, but the lovely thing is it's very peaceful. The gay groups, the Jersey groups, the whole families are naked, people flying kites, the guys who sit in the back with their book all day long by themselves reading. And it's a lovely, lovely event because you're naked, you're defenseless, so nobody gets in any trouble, nobody raises much sand. Then you have a naked volleyball contingent. Now, I don't swim when I go to the beach because I'm afraid of the water. But I did play volleyball in high school, and I was on a volleyball team, but we had to wear clothes. But at some point, you get hungry, you get thirsty, you have to walk over to the barbecue stand. They have a charcoal grill, and they have potato chips, Corona, Miller Lite, whatever, whatever. And you walk through the naked volleyball court, and you go to buy your hot dog that's been grilled. Now, it's a little surreal, naked, buying a hot dog. But the most difficult part of being naked, buying a hot dog and your beer, and having a little cardboard container is you have no place to put your change. So I'm a very good tipper now.